As the immigration debate continues in Washington, a different discussion is unfolding in many Rust Belt cities: how to attract more immigrants. Cities like Detroit, Dayton, and Cleveland are all working to expand their immigrant populations as a way to help revitalize local economies. The World's Jason Margolis reports on what's happening in Pittsburgh.
Long before there was Detroit's meltdown, there was Pittsburgh's. Bill Flanagan, who was helping spearhead development here with the Allegheny Conference on Community Development, recalls not long ago when the Steel City went bust.
It's a pretty safe bet that Pittsburgh suffered the worst economic setback of any region in the United States in the second half of the 20th century. By 1983, the metro unemployment rate here was over 18%.
Since then, Pittsburgh has been a story of reinvention. As many Rust Belt cities have died, Pittsburgh has come back from the abyss, driven by the tech and healthcare industries. Today, Pittsburgh's unemployment rate is lower than the national average, and it's ranked as one of America's most livable cities. The city looks clean, and downtown is buzzing. I met Bill Flanagan at a crowded restaurant in Market Square, a city block recently renovated with shops, bistros, and a farmer's market. But Flanagan says while Pittsburgh has bounced back, the fallout from the bust still resonates.
So during the 80s and 90s, when many other regions were enjoying a boom of immigration, especially international immigration, Pittsburgh saw none of it.
Add in Pittsburgh's aging workforce, and local groups are now putting out the call to foreign-born workers, come to Pittsburgh.
My name is Cindy Fernandez. I was born in the Dominican Republic, but Pittsburgh is my home now. I'm a
Pittsburgh, Pince. No puede ser Pittsburgh.
Ads like these, marketing Pittsburgh to immigrants living in other parts of the U.S., are backed by the city's highest officials.
The basic reason is I'd like to see my city survive.
Bill Peduto sits on Pittsburgh City Council and recently won the Democratic mayoral primary, which means he'll almost certainly soon become the next mayor of this heavily Democratic town. Peduto says, sure, the door is wide open to U.S.-born workers relocating to Pittsburgh, but he's not betting the city's future on it.
Because I grew up in the 80s, I know firsthand what has happened to cities like Pittsburgh. When I graduated high school in 1983, I saw all my friends leave. We lived in double-digit unemployment for over a decade. There wasn't anybody coming here. The opportunity to bring new people here is what built Pittsburgh, and it's a continuation of that that will help to bring us back.
Peduto wants both high- and low-skilled immigrants to come here, engineers and janitors, refugees and PhDs. He says good-paying jobs are the best way to do that. But he and other leaders also tout Pittsburgh's quality of life and low living costs. That's what lured Moroccan Zineb Utnuna.
I am from a small city called Khemiset.
I met Utnuna at a happy hour mixer for expats put on by the nonprofit group Global Pittsburgh. Utnuna runs a company teaching languages and lives in a one-bedroom apartment 20 minutes from downtown.
I pay only $420 a month, and it's a great big apartment. The bedroom is...
Utnuna couldn't stop gushing about all things Pittsburgh.
I love it. I love it. I love Pittsburgh.
I spoke with others here sharing that Pittsburgh passion. Now the city's challenge is to entice more immigrants to take the plunge. Community leaders are offering another perk. Send your kid to public school in Pittsburgh, and the nonprofit organization The Pittsburgh Promise will contribute $40,000 for them to go to college. Right now, just 7% of Pittsburgh's population is foreign-born. It's a sociological truth. Immigrants follow other immigrants. I asked Utnuna how she ended up in Pennsylvania. She says she'd heard of the colleges and the Steelers.
Which was very mind-blowing to me because they say football. And for us, football is soccer.
Oh, well. The bigger lesson, a winning football team can help your city in unexpected ways. Ultimately, this first wave of new expats might be the best recruiting tool for the region. Nigerian-born Emeka Awugbuenu is a 27-year-old real estate developer. He went to Penn State and then stayed in the area. He then asked his sister in Washington to join him.
She's like, no, I'm not doing that. I'm not leaving D.C. for Pittsburgh.
After 2 years, she relented.
I mean, she's still growing to it. It's not D.C., but I believe she's starting to like it.
Music to the ears of Pittsburgh's planners. For The World, I'm Jason Margolis, Pittsburgh.
Jason's report is part of our ongoing Global Nation coverage about our changing nation and its people. Find more at theworld.org/globalnation and be sure to add your voice to the online conversation. Just add the hashtag, you got it, Global Nation.